Hello, my name is Miltos Philippou, and in this episode number 8 of the MEC Tech series, I'm very much delighted to walk you through the VTwix information service and its API. In this episode, we will learn reference scenarios for the VTwix information service, functionalities of the VAS service, the resource structure of the VIS API, and how the VIS API can be used to provide journey-specific quality of service predictions to a VIS consumer, for example, a vehicular user equipment. There are several reference scenarios to consider for the applicability of the VIS service. So, in particular, some VTwix services can be managed by original equipment manufacturers. This is a so-called vehicle OEM scenario, and thus it is reasonable to consider both single and multi-operator scenarios for such services. Similarly, the same applies when the intelligent transport systems, the ITS operator scenario, is considered, that may additionally provide services for different vehicle OEMs. And in all cases, VTwix services are expected to be provided by different network operators in the same country and or in different countries. In the figure of this slide, you can see different combinations of the reference scenarios, whether there is, for example, one or multiple mobile network operators involved. Now, focusing on a multi-operator scenario and the use of different VTwix services, let us see what is the benefit of considering multi-access edge computing, MAC, and more specifically the VTwix information service for the benefit of better performance. So the left-hand side of the figure shows a typical multi-operator scenario, highlighting the case of temporary absence of radio coverage, for example, in roaming situations. As shown in the right-hand side of the figure, in a traditional VTwix system, that is without the VIS service, the interconnection between operators is terminated at the remote side with clear disadvantages in terms of high end-to-end latency. On the other hand, thanks to the exploitation of the VIS service, also enabling a horizontal communication between MEC systems, the interconnection between MNOs can be realized with low end-to-end latency. Having provided an overview of different reference VTwix scenarios, one understands that the MEC standards have been designed to facilitate VTwix interoperability, being in a multi-vendor, multi-network, and multi-access environment. So the introduction of the VTwix information service and its API aims to help the ecosystem adopt MEC for automotive use cases. There is a number of main functionalities of the MEC VIS, such as the gathering of PC5 VTwix relevant information from the 3GPP network, exposure of this information to MEC applications, also potentially belonging to different MEC systems, enablement of MEC apps to communicate securely with the VTwix related 3GPP core network logical functions, so for example, a VTwix control function, enablement of MEC apps in different MEC systems to communicate securely with each other, and possibly gathering and processing information available in other MEC APIs, such as the Radio Network Information API, the Location API, the WLAN API, and others, in order to predict radio network congestion and provide suitable notifications to the UE. Here we provide an example of application instances in a VTwix service using the VIS API. So in the framework of VTwix services, a car, such as the one depicted in the figure, is hosting a client application and is connected to a certain MEC host and a related MEC application instance. In presence of multiple MEC hosts, the VIS permits to expose information between MEC applications running on different MEC hosts. Additionally, other remote application server instances can be located somewhere else. For example, private clouds owned by the operator or by the car's original equipment manufacturer. It is important to note that the VIS service may be produced either by the MEC platform as a platform offered service or by the MEC application by means of a service producing Mac application instance. Having provided an overview of reference VTweak scenarios the VIS service is applicable to, and having looked into the main functionalities of the service, here we present the resource structure of the VTweak's Information Service API. So as it can be seen, both the query response approach and the subscription notification approach are supported by the API. There is a number of resources to consider for the retrieval of provisioning information required for VTweak's communication, either over the UU Unicast or the UU MBMS or the PC5 interface. Also importantly, providing predicted quality of service information based on route or journey information provided by the VTweak's Information Service consumer. And of course, support of subscriptions and notifications, as well as the publishing of a VTweak's message to the VIS. At this point, let's look into the example of producing journey-specific quality of service notifications using the VIS. Accurate and timely predictions of the radio environment at locations planned to be visited by vehicles can either trigger, modify, or postpone the application of certain VTweak functionalities and or the download of content delivery or software packages. The VIS may expose relevant, that is journey-specific information about the quality of service prediction to authorized UEs. As part of the post request that we can see on the top right, the VIS consumer, for example, a vehicular UE, provides information about its potential routes, that is the expected waypoints to be visited, optionally augmented by the expected timings of visiting these locations. And then by reaching out to the prediction function, the VIS obtains quality of service predictions relevant to the planned routes and sends them back to the VIS consumer. Wrapping up, in this episode, we have learned reference scenarios for which the VIS service can be proven useful, main functionalities of the Mac VIS service and its API, the resource structure of the VIS API, and how to request for and obtain journey-specific QoS predictions by using the VIS API. There is a lot of material for the ones interested in finding out more, such as visiting the Mac Sandbox website, going through the Etsy Mac specification, Mac 30, looking into the Etsy Forge website, and also following the next episodes of the Mac Tech series. Thanks for watching, and enjoy the rest of the Mac Tech series. Thank you for watching, and enjoy the rest of the Mac Tech series.